Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of AGI Greenpac Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 conference call of AGI Greenpac. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Khosla, President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Om Prakash Pandey, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sandeep Sikka, Group Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remarks, and then we would have question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to AGI Greenpac Q3 FY 2024 earnings call. We have already circulated our earnings presentation, which is available on our website and stock exchange website. I am happy to report a robust quarter marked by growth in revenue from operation, with a 10% increase to 622 crore. Our EBITDA experienced a substantial upswing of 36%, reaching 153 crore, showcasing the success of our strategic focus on operational efficiencies and a superior product mix. The EBITDA margin improved, standing at around 25% compared to around 20% in Q3 FY 2023, indicating enhanced operational performance. Additionally, our earnings per share witnessed a positive upswing, rising to rupees 10.37 in Q3 FY 2024 as compared to rupees 8.23 in Q3 FY 2023. As we look at the nine months FY 2024 result, there is a robust growth trajectory. Revenue from operations stands at 1,796 crore, reflecting a 12% year-on-year growth, and our EBITDA for the same period reached rupees 432 crore, showcasing a substantial 48% year-on-year growth. Our net debt stood at rupees 585 crore as on 31st December 2023. We are committed to sustaining financial discipline, internal efficiencies, and our dedication to sustainable business practices. Now I would hand over the call to Mr. Khosla to discuss some of the key business highlights. Over to Mr. Khosla.
Thank you, Mr. Pandey. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I would like to highlight the few points that underscore our ongoing success. In this quarter, our utilization of the glass container capacity exceeded more than 95%, showcasing our commitment to the operational excellence and the optimization of our production capabilities. In recognition of our commitment to excellence, world number one player, or I can say one of the number one players in the world, has honored AGI Greenpac with the prestigious Supplier Award, Award of the Year, for the second consecutive year. This accolade stands as a testament to the quality and reliability of our products, and we take great pride in being recognized by them. As we move forward, our focus remains on innovation, sustainability, strategic expansion, high-margin products, categories to consistently deliver value to our stakeholders. We are also committed to the digitalization of all the processes, including our operations, and I would also like to express gratitude to our dedicated team and esteemed partners for their unwavering support. Now we would like to open the call for any questions you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for the moment while question queue assembles. And the first question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is there any rise in capacity or volumes between quarter three and quarter two and quarter three of this year?
Okay. There is no such increase in capacity. The capacity is same. The only thing is that the operational efficiencies have gone up, and that is what it has given the more volumes or the more saleable volumes.
Okay. So we are at about 1850 tons per day type capacity after the expansion, and the capacity utilization is excess of 95% for both these quarters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So from here on, for your growth, what kind of capacities are expected to come, or can you deliver any growth on these capacities?
See, as such, you know, we are not adding immediate capacities, but we are debottlenecking a lot of capacities. And last time also, when we have rebuilt the furnace, so we increased our capacity by 100 tons. Now, in this year also, when furnace number 3 is going to be rebuilt, so we have a plan to increase the capacity by double 2 digits or close to 3 digits. So these debottlenecks are going to add more value, more tonnages, more saleable, and better results.
Okay. So in the last debottleneck, you added about 100 tons, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're going to do another debottleneck. When is this lined up?
Everything will complete by the end of second quarter of next financial year. As per plan, the things may change depending upon so many more factors, but as per plan, it has to be end of the second quarter of next financial year.
Okay. And lastly, any progress on the HNG side?
I think, Sandeep, you can answer on this matter, please.
So matter is with Supreme Court, and we feel that hearings should start now very soon. Our next hearing is on the coming Friday. But the courts take time, you know, in terms of time to dispose of those cases. So NCLAT, we had won the cases, whatever it is, and now it's pending with Supreme Court. So once Supreme Court is done, I think then we can move very fast, because we are ready to implement. But till the Supreme Court matter is there, will require, you know, time and patience to have an order there.
So just one follow-up on this capacities expansion at our end. So you can only do these debottleneck-led capacity addition, or post eventually after this, you have to actually go for a greenfield only.
I may like to answer you like this. As far as aspirations are concerned, they are certainly are very, very high. But looking to the practicality of the business, so debottleneck is the best thing which can happen in this situation, because the HNG, you know very well, we are committed to whatever we have taken a stand of bidding, and we are in the mid of something. So we have to keep a balance on that. Putting our hands in too many things will be difficult for any management, including ours.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandresh Malpani from Niveshaay Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, what we understand is that in Q3, the realizations dropped, but the volume didn't. So, how is the current situation panning out?
As you know, the glass is a semi-commoditized product. When I say semi-commoditized product, it doesn't follow the rules and regulations of a commodity. but still it is a semi-commoditized because it has to be customized as per the customer requirements. So it is highly influenced by the input prices and other demand supply gaps. So the increase or decrease in the price is quite linked, not 100% linked, but quite linked with the raw material and other input prices. So when they get a little softened, it certainly going to, the price has to be adjusted accordingly. So that is the reason the price. And I think we have been telling in the investors call few times earlier also that we have the price variation formulas with the customer, and any increase or decrease in the cost is automatically adjusted with our customers. So the price is not a very important part. More important part is how to protect your margins and keep the things healthy, growing.
Okay, got it, sir. And secondly, on this specialty container, 154 tons per day capacity. So we have been, it's been 1 year now that we have been operating at 65-70% capacity utilization level. So what challenges are we facing there to ramp up that capacity?
More the product is complicated, more challenging is the learning curve, what we have to do. So we are in a very normal process of a learning curve of the specialty glass, and every day we are moving upwards on that learning curve. So it's a very normal thing. It's not a very, it's nothing special or standout thing. It's a very normal thing.
So by when can we expect to reach that 90-95% kind of utilization levels?
I think so. It will take at least in next financial year. By the end of next financial year, we hope so to hit that number.
Okay, so what is our target market here? Is it export?
Export also. It's not only export. Export also is there. And the company and the management is trying very hard to enter into the export market. So there is a way, defined way of entering into the export market. First, we have to cater the domestic market, understand the domestic market, see the challenges, see the product and all. Then you have to enter into nearby markets where the acceptability of any mistake or anything can be adjusted. And then you go to the Western market. So I think on this curve, we are already moving one by one. And now we have already planned to enter into the Western part of the world market.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Dangi from Unifi Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. And congratulations for the, another good quarter. If you can give it two numbers, one is if you can share the how our trend, the realization is going. I believe our realization peaked in sometime in March or a quarter or two quarter back. So how the realization is going in the glasses? And if you can give the volume data for the glass on the sales side, sales volume.
Okay, realization, as you say, they have peaked sometime a few months back. Again, realization is directly proportional to the input prices, whatever are happening. So whatever is the input prices blooming, so accordingly the price of the glass got adjusted. So it happens like that in a COVID time, after COVID time, when there was a supply chain constraints were there. Because of the natural gas prices, fuel prices, and soda ash prices, the prices got inflated. And now they are coming back to the normal. It may happen that tomorrow, if there is a war and anything happen, accordingly the situation can happen the same thing. So my request is this adjustment of the prices is not indicator of any of the things except the numbers. And they are to be adjusted up and down as per the requirement. So, and as far as volumes are concerned, and Mr. Sikka, I think you can pitch in, because volumes we are not giving in our results and we don't disclose, as I understand.
Okay, yeah, because earlier, I think till December 22, we were giving some kind of a volume. I think last 3 quarters, we giving the volume number, either the production or the sales both. So, but earlier quarters we have that in the conference call. But nevertheless, just coming on the pricing side also, I understood what you are saying is if the input cost is going up, obviously our realization will go down, but our EBITDA margin, see our concern is more on the EBITDA margin, because we can see the spike on this EBITDA margin also in the March quarter, June quarter, compared to what it was, in the 22. So, if you can throw some light or some focus on the, how the EBITDA margin we should look at going forward. EBITDA per ton I'm talking about.
Yes. In the commodity type of business, where demand supply plays important role, yes, but more focus is on the cost part. And that is what we have been doing it. So, our company focus is more on the cost part, how to keep a control and lower down and become the lowest cost producer in the world. That is the focus we have been doing it. So we are de-bottlenecking our capacities. With these de-bottleneckings, we are reducing our costs. We are entering into the new technologies. We are using a digitalization technologies and we are doing the industry four things so that our cost can be controlled and new practices can be attained. And this is what is giving us the edge on our results and everything, which is visible to you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just a couple of quick questions. So, can you share the EBITDA per ton for this quarter versus what it was year over year?
So EBITDA per ton this whole 9 months has been ranging somewhere around 9,500, 9,400 to around 10,000 depending on quarter to quarter because of the price adjustments. This I am talking of the commercial glass, but for the high end we have to yet fully load the furnaces, so we would not like to state the EBITDA per ton there right now because it's more strategic also in nature. But I can give you the guidance on the commercial glass. Commercial container.
This number, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, please go ahead.
And what was this number last year, apples to apples?
Apple to apple, would have grown somewhere. When you see 9 months of previous year and 9 months of this year, the EBITDA per ton growth has been ranging around 30%.
Okay. And what is the lag in the time period that you incur the cost and you are able to recover from your customer? Is it in the same quarter or is it on a monthly basis? If you can just explain that a bit.
As I told you, okay, there are two set of customers we have. One is we have the formula understanding, and in the second, it has to be adjusted as per the market forces. So there is some particular ratios are there which can be 60-40 or 70-30 or something like that. 70 are the formula-based customers, 30 are the market-based customers. So normally the formula-based customers, we have the different timelines with them. In some cases we adjust yearly, some cases we adjust half yearly, some cases we adjust quarterly also. So there are different customers with the different. As far as the market is concerned, so that again depends upon the demand supply situation. So sometimes what happens is when the demand is good, even the adjustment can happen within a month also. When the demand is not good, the adjustment happens maybe in 6 months or something like that. So too difficult to pinpoint exactly. But yes, there are mechanisms by which any cost escalation or cost decrease is to be adjusted with the market depending upon many factors.
Right. So is it fair to say that it will take you at least, let's say, 4 to 6 months before you are able to completely pass on the cost to the customers?
I think it's just anybody's guess. I don't say your number is absolutely right, but maybe you are a little close to here and there.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question on the HMG process, not process, but how do you plan to finance it? Assuming you win in the Supreme Court, how do you plan to finance it? And If you could just give a little more color on that side.
So it will be primarily a debt, but I can't disclose the numbers here because of the confidentiality.
Okay. So you're not planning to. Okay, fair enough. I'll take it offline. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadev from MoneyGrow India. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on stable results. Just a question. In the absence of the HNG acquisition for the next financial year, can you guide us towards a revenue growth number, either through volume, debottlenecking, and/or price increases?
Sorry, I missed your voice. So what was the first part of HNG?
I said in the absence of the HNG acquisition.
In the absence of HNG.
Towards the volume growth number for next year.
Yeah.
Volume based on debottlenecking and/or price increases, so a revenue growth number in the absence of HNG?
So I think overall, we should be able to achieve around 6%-8% volume growth.
Okay.
And this is I'm talking of a run rate basis, not an absolute basis, because Mr. Gupta has already spoken about, you know, additional volume build-up, capacity build-up due to debottlenecking in the existing system. We have 154-ton furnace, which is a new, you know, high-end furnace, which is under loading process.
Hmm.
So the overall volume availability can be in a range of around 6% to 10%.
Understood. Understood. And again, in the absence of the HNG acquisition for a second, given your debt is now 500 odd crores, are you likely to be completely debt-free within the next 6 months?
So that, in a way, you are asking an EBITDA from me, actually. It's difficult to comment. You have to build your own model based on the current profile. Right now...
So the goal is to deleverage apart from HNG?
So there is no other recognition of money right now. So, you know, we invest money in terms of creation of capacities. We invest money in terms of, you know, creating efficient business model that requires some investments. Else,
right.
Most of the money goes into reduction of debt right now.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you. All the very best.
The EBITDA which we are generating, either it is for the future investments or it goes towards the redemption of debt.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, the first question is, you know, we are seeing some increase in the fuel cost in terms of the gas cost as well. Will that in any ways impact our margins in the coming quarters? How do we see the power and fuel cost going for us in the coming quarters?
So Rajesh has already spoken extensively on this in the last one or two questions. So if there is an increase, so there is a lead lag time on which, again, a question was there, what is the lead lag time? Very difficult to comment on lead lag time, but it's more of, you know, once it is there and once it is established that some price adjustment is to be done, then you know, the discussion starts with our customers. So if there is a price increase for definitely one or two quarters, the impact may come through, a negative impact, but ultimately it gets recouped also in the future. And similarly, when the price falls, a similar lead in a lag time is there in terms of, you know, a price adjustment. So since it's not a one set of a customer, it's a varied set of a customer with varied set of SKUs and varied requirements. That's why, you know, Rajesh made a comment, it's very difficult to estimate the exact time, you know, like if a question comes to whether it happens in 3 months or 2 months, you know, it's very difficult. It's an adjustment formula which is there, and if you see the moving averages stuff, you know, then you will see that it automatically gets adjusted.
So, Sita, I will add on what you're saying. One more thing, the sensitivity towards the cost increase with the price has the two edged sword. On the one side, if you are too sensitive, you are destabilizing the markets. If you are too much stable, then probably you hit your other numbers. So somewhere the mid approach has to be there, where the sensitivity has to be adjusted in such a way so that the market doesn't hit us badly and we don't hit our numbers badly, and in between some way or the, it's a very analog type of structure. It's not a very 0-1 structure like digital structure where I can say at 3 months or 2.5 months things can be adjusted. So many factors taking in consideration, the price adjustments or the cost transfer adjustments are being done.
Got it, sir. So my question basically pertains to the fact that we have seen a consistent, improvement in our EBITDA per ton metric. I think we went from 6,000 to 7,500, 8,000, and now we are close to 9,500. Definitely a good part of it is also because of a lower power and fuel cost and also better utilizations.
Okay, major part is this because of debottlenecking. Debottlenecking, not quantitatively, but even qualitatively debottlenecking.
Mm-hmm. Understood, sir. So my question is that what kind of a range, is it there a range-based working that we do, or let's say somewhere down the line, if the margins go to close to 7,000, we are okay to work at that, or we have to take an immediate action? Just wanted your thought process on that.
Possibly, being a working executive, this is a part of a little confidential strategy at what level, what we have to do and to what, because this information is available to our competitors and our customers also. So we may be like to be little selective in answering these things, which may impact us in a wrong way in our business. But yes, we do understand we have to deliver to our shareholders the best possible results. And on the other side, it is our commitment to see that our customers remain happy, stable, and associated with us for a long term. So keeping two aims in mind, so we work out the things.
Understood, sir. And sir, my second question is just an extension to this, where we are seeing the gross margins, on an absolute level, it's just improving to 70% plus for last couple of quarters. Is it only because of lower raw material cost, or is it also some benefit of product mix that we are seeing?
That's what I'm saying. When I say debottlenecking qualitatively and quantitatively.
Okay.
Quantitatively means I add the quantity. Qualitative means product mix.
Got it, sir. And so just last question on this. We have seen specifically, when I look at the segment data, the investment property EBIT numbers, consistently they were at close to 4 crores. They've gone down to 3 crores. Is there any change in, the entire lease terms with the other company that is impacting this?
So there are, some of the times, one of quarters, you get some insurance expense or some expense.
Okay.
But they are consistent assets. So no much change, because most of them are already set for very long-term periods.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much for answering all my questions, and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Miraj from Arian Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations on a good set of results. Sir, a few things. So firstly, I'd like to understand what have been going on in the hearings, what discussions have been going on, because there were a couple of hearings in December and Jan. I just want to understand what is the current, what is the status on the proceedings right now.
So, our case was last heard on 16th of October. So after, I'm talking Supreme Court now, in the Court of Chief Justice. And after that, there has been number of listings which have happened, but we couldn't get the time for hearing. So the hearing proceedings have not yet initiated. But the case do come up for listing again and again. So we have a next listing on coming Friday.
Okay, so the chance for hearing is there on Friday, or is it just the listing date?
So I can't comment on it. It's all, under the purview of the courts, and the honorable justice who are there, they are the best judges to make a judgment or, what to be heard and when to be heard.
Understood. Right. Okay. So just to reconfirm on the specialized line, you mentioned that the utilization is 60 to 65% currently, right?
65 to 70%.
65 to 70. Sir, are there any? Just wanted to understand how quickly can we ramp this up to 100%?
So this has already answered just few minutes back. So it may take another 12 to 18 months in terms of, you know, fully loading the plant. And when I say fully loading, it is generally, you know, 85-90% loading. And after that, you know, the game is different, you know, in terms of reaching 90% plus loading, you know, you have to work very extensively on the technical side with the furnace, and that gives the best efficiency. So right now we are looking at, you know, engaging with the customers, building their, you know, what do you call that, long-term requirements, whatever they want, and also meeting their, you know, their criteria, you know, what all they look for, both international and domestic customers.
Understood. Are we in any plans to add more capacity on the specialized side right now, or will we still wait till we reach optimum utilization over here?
So we are keeping it open. As such, we'll wait until once we fully load it, you know, and this is a big opportunity, but we'll unfold piece by piece. So nothing as such which is approved by the board right now for the further expansion on this. So as and when the board takes a call, then, you know, but we keep evaluating various options.
Understood. And just lastly, I missed the part of additional debottlenecking capacity that is coming in. So did we put a figure to it? What would be the debottleneck capacity?
Rajesh?
It is close to around 100 tons. It may not be 100 tons, but it can be anywhere between 80 to 85 tons per day.
Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the CAPEX. So what amount have we targeted for FY25? And this is including the debottlenecking which we were just talking about.
So I think next year we should spend somewhere around 150 crores. Primarily on the relining and the expansion, and there would be some other capexes which are linked to further building up the efficiencies. So, you know, the overall capex can be ranging around, you know, 125 to 150 crores around. This is based on the scenario today. If we take anything further, because you've asked a question for financial year 24-25, so I'm answering it today based on the approvals which we have from the board today.
Okay, yeah, got it. And for this furnace 3, I believe will be shut for relining. So tentatively, how many days would the shutdown be for?
75 days.
And this we are planning to take in quarter 2 of FY25?
Maybe quarter 3. Yeah.
Okay. And so I think that you have explained this, but just to get clarity, that when we say that 30% of our sales would be formula based, so I believe with soda ash prices.
No. I'm not saying. I say 70%, 60 to 70 can be formula based.
Okay. And the rest would be benchmark to what exact index as in?
Market conditions.
No, so.
Market and conditions.
I couldn't hear you, sorry.
So that is 30-40% is linked to market negotiation and conditions. That how much is the product demand supply. So we negotiate on the spot and then, you know, we agree on the price. These are not large quantity contracts, these are small quantity contracts.
So this 30-35%, if it is spot, so ideally my realizations for the quarter would have been good because my raw material prices were suppressed, the soda ash. So is my understanding correct?
Yeah.
Can you repeat?
But I take your this thing, it is like this, but your next question I will not be able to answer. You know, now you want me to decipher on the spot prices, EBITDA per ton, and that will not diverge, you know. Because
I just want to clear my understanding that if it is 30-35% is spot, then ideally realizations would have been good, considering the soda ash prices are going one, like, down.
Let me answer you in this. When we say there is a formula-based pricing, so there is a mechanism of calculation and it can go up. But when we say it is non-formula-based, that doesn't mean that we are going to get a better price or a worse price. It depends purely on the demand-supply scenario of the glass at that particular moment. In some moment, you can have a better price than the formula price. Sometimes you can get a worse price than the formula price. It all depends upon the condition at that time.
Okay.
And then there is a continuous qualitative debottlenecking also. So we are entering into high-end products, we are entering into value-added products, premiumized products. So all those things we are entering by debottlenecking our manufacturing capabilities. So that can give us the edge over the others to cater some specialized products in that category. Then you are entering not only the type of the product, then you are also entering in the so many other areas like warehousing, delivery on time, so many more things are there. Which can give you the better realization or results for the bottom line.
Okay. And my last question on the soda ash, some insight on Red Sea, on the supply coming up, because I believe Europe demand is going down. So some insight that where do you feel the market is for soda ash?
See, soda ash is produced globally. Soda ash is imported. Soda ash is local also. Soda ash is also coming from China. And soda ash is also coming from Africa. So Red Sea will get affected if the soda ash is coming from Turkey or Europe. And maybe partly from the this thing. If the soda ash is on the west coast of America, so it can come through the other channel, through the Japan side, which will not affect the Red Sea area. So again, it depends from where we are buying or which one is cheaper. So right now, yes, because of the Red Sea, there is an issue. There is an impact also on the prices part. But then there are other countervailing factors which are keeping the things intact. So I think there is not a much impact on us as such. And we are taking various type of, what do you call, solutions to keep the things going at a lowest cost.
So we have suppliers in place even there if there is...
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. No problem. We have enough supplies.
Yeah, that was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth from Trust Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on the good set.
Sorry, sir, yeah. You're not audible.
Capacity is around 4,000 tons per day. Is it fine now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, congratulations on the good set of numbers. Actually, I joined the... Just some merit that if you get HG fund...
You're unable to hear, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Just give me a second. Is it better?
Yeah, it's better now, sir.
Yeah, so basically, so my question was regarding the HNG plant. The current capacity is 4,000 tons. And suppose if we get that plant after the all the approvals and all, so what is that quantity capacity that we need to sell off for the CCI? And is there any capacity that we need to sell before getting it on our books?
So we have got the CCI approval, and there are subset of conditions under the CCI approval. I would request that if you can visit the CCI website, and because it's a large, very large order ranging around, I think, 70-80 pages. So most of your questions will be answered there. So we'd resist giving a response from our side because many of the data which is relating to this acquisitions are confidential in nature as per the offer document. And we are constrained to not talk about the same. You can get the CCI order on the CCI website. That will help you, please.
Yeah, fine. I'll go through it. Thank you and all the best. That's it from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Pramod Dangi from Unifi Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again. But just a bookkeeping question on the employee cost and the operating cost. If I look at the last calendar year 2022, our employee cost was in the range of around 40 crore rupees per quarter, which is for the last 5 quarters is now increased to 50 crore rupees a quarter. So is it a new base or are we going to have some more adjustments as we go ahead in the base rate or the employee cost?
So Rajesh? Rajesh, you are there? I'll take your question.
Oh, sorry.
If you see changes in the overall structure, initially there was a team for a commercial glass, a commercial container glass. So from 1st January 2023, the 154-ton high-end furnace has come into the picture. The full benefits in terms of the sales of are yet to be realized, but you know, the selling a high-end furnace and a high-end product and the low-end products require a different expertise. So we have few subset of people who are distinct. So as a result of which it is there, and also due to the fact that, you know, there are natural increments when you work in an industry when you're performing good. So this is a combination of few factors like that.
Okay. So since now for the last 4 quarters or the 5 quarters, this is almost 50 crore rupees per quarter. So if we go with, will it go with the inflationary pressure to the 55-60, or it will remain at the 39-50 on the current capacity? That's what we want to understand.
Too minute a question, to answer, will it be 50? Because here we can give a broad guidance. We can't,
Broadly, yeah. Same thing for operating cost also, because we see that the operating cost went from 100 crore rupees to 120-125 for the last 2 quarters.
So I can answer your question in a way that there are some natural increases in the cost which are inflation-led. So while creating your business model, you please build those inflationary costs into it. Because it's very, very difficult for any organization to give an answer like what will be the exact manpower cost next year. Because it's contingent on so many factors, which are linked to business strategy and also business operations control.
I understand it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, I just had one more question regarding the acquisition. So recently we were reading about the news that SBI is looking to sell its part of its loan to an ARC. If that happens, will it anyway hamper the current proceedings or the acquisition through NCLT? Would there be any change in that?
What I can do is the loan is being, this is a public news. I think SBI is trying to sell their share in the target asset. We feel that there shouldn't be any change because COC has already voted us and application is already pending before NCLT. But there can always be ifs and buts to anything. But giving a firm answer, you have to talk to a legal guy in a sense, what can be the ramifications. But internally, we feel that's our gut feel that this should not impact anything.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niharika from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you again. Just a small clarification I wanted, that the furnace 3 which we are saying that will be shut for relining, the capacity of this furnace is how much?
Right now the capacity is 275, operating at 250, so it can be close to around 340.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amnish Agarwal from Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. In the last con call, you had indicated that you were chosen under the NCLT to buy out the HNG facilities, but the same has been challenged in the court. So any update on the same, and has that issue been resolved?
No, it is still pending before the Supreme Court, and Honorable Supreme Court and Honorable Judges are yet to decide on it.
Okay, so any timeline or anything by when it could be decided?
No, very difficult to comment on the court proceeding timelines. It can happen, in the next 1 week, or it may take a longer time also.
Okay, and the second question is that, for example, our margins have been improving steadily over the past few quarters. On a structural basis, in a steady state, where do you think the margin should stabilize?
So we have already given a guidance that margin ranges, don't look at quarter to quarter, because it's very difficult to, you know, justify anybody on a quarter to quarter basis. But medium to long term, we feel EBITDA margins ranging 21-23% based on the current market conditions, they are justifiable margins that way.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandresh Malpani from Niveshaay Investment. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up. Sir, in the interview today, you said that we have moderated the guidance from 15-18% to 12-13% for the current year. So how about the next year? So is it primarily dependent on HMG's acquisition that we will be growing, because our debottlenecking is coming in Q3 FY25 and that will also result in some revenue loss? So any comments on the growth side?
So basically, we have answered this question that HNG today has a sufficient capacity, you know, and it doesn't make any justification for anybody to build up additional capacities today, because these are very costly, you know, activities in terms of very capital intensive procedures. So although there has been a delay which is there in terms of the acquisition of HNG, but we are ready to acquire any time once the court approves it. But it's very natural that whatever time the court takes, we have to take it. We are moving in a strategic manner. We are not moving in an ad hoc manner here. You know, ad hoc manner would have been that we start setting up our own greenfield projects, spending this. So we are moving on a strategic path, and in a strategic path, if there is a delay, you have to bear with that delay as such. Because the long term, you know, it's all linked to the long term plan rather than a short term ad hoc plan. In terms of short term things, we are doing number of things. Mr. Khosla has already spoken about it.
Yeah.
Debottleneck, take up, you know, higher throughput. So all these strategies are also leading to, you know, advent of many byproduct thoughts, you know, which will enhance our capacities and the capacity utilizations.
Okay, sir. Thank you. This helps.
Thank you.
As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I thank everybody who is there on the call today and asking questions. A few of the questions we may not have been able to answer, and our apologies for the same, because there are constraints in the various confidentialities which are relating to the acquisition. But definitely, we feel that once we have court orders and all the things in place, we are ready to move very, very fast in terms of acquiring the asset and taking control of it. Thank you very much. Thanks again.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.